This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Whew, I don't know how in the world we got on this Bond bumper music theme going today, but wow, some good, this one not so. Hey, joining us now on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline, our good buddy Bill Cameron over in Auburn. Always enjoy touching base with Bill. Hello, how you doing today, my friend?
Hey, Longshore, that you must have been doing this for a long time this morning, or you're getting to the dregs of Bond music. It's a little mellow for like 9:45 in the morning.
Yeah, we just hit them up.
It is midday. That's housewives time and everything, isn't it, right?
You know, we just hit them up with Paul McCartney and Wings on Live and Let Die, so we were rocking a little bit on that one. But, boy, the Rita Coolidge, boy, that is
nothing against Rita, but, you know, this.
Yeah, this is a little too mellow for this time and this format. I'm with you there, no doubt. Hey, we'll talk about Auburn basketball later. Auburn football.
Please.
Spring practice underway, and from what little we've been able to hear, it certainly sounds like Jared Stidham is living up to the pre-spring hype.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any question. He's the guy, at least right now. I think Chip Lindsey does want to see Sean White at full speed sometime this summer. So that's why he's not going to go ahead and announce it. But Jared Stidham's the man coming out of the spring. As a matter of fact, it's down to three is what it seems like, with Woody Barrett and Malik Willis getting the other work. And it looks like John Franklin III, even though they won't say so, I think he's spending more time at wide receiver than he is at quarterback. And Tyler Queen, we just haven't even heard his name. So it's a whole lot easier to be working with three, especially when you've got the one established or more proven upperclassman and then the two youngsters.
Mm-hmm. Bill, in looking at the upcoming season, I'm not going to compare it completely to the 2010 season because I don't believe there's a guy named Cam Newton on campus that was there at that time. But I like the similarities in terms of guys coming back with experience, you know, 17, 18 guys, could be more, could be less, that really have significant experience on this team. And number two, I think the schedule really sets up well for Auburn this year. Two things in 2010 that I thought were big for Auburn: experience, leadership, the way the schedule's set up. And I think it, in some ways, looks like that again in 2017.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously there's not a Cam, but I think there's a much better defense that's coming back and a much better supporting cast overall. That 2010 team had a lot of experience and guys that had been through some ups and downs. This team does as well. This is still, you know, it's still not an extremely senior-laden team, but they've got a lot of juniors and sophomores who've played an awful lot of snaps in the Southeastern Conference.
Besides quarterback, in your estimation, what is the biggest area of concern? And I wouldn't say quarterback's a concern because I think they're very comfortable in what they've got in Stidham and backing him up. But other areas that in the spring is a focal point?
Offensive line and pass rush. Mm-hmm. I think those are the two biggest areas. And right now, at least from what we've seen the first week and a half, they are sticking with the same group of five there on the offensive line with Braden Smith moving out to right tackle. And then they really like a couple of young guards in Markell Harrell and Mike Horton. As far as we've been able to see, those are the same five that have been going out there every day. So if that's the case, it looks like they're pretty well settling in for the offensive line. The biggest question, I think, in a lot of people's mind is who's going to generate the pass rush? I think the interior on the defensive line, the depth at linebacker, and the depth that there is in the secondary. I think Auburn's got three or four guys that can really cover a corner. Mm-hmm. So it's all going to be, can they generate pass rush? Will Jeff Holland, a redshirt freshman that everybody has just raved about, is Nick Coe. I know Coach Dye has told us on my show that Auburn's never had a defensive lineman like Nick Coe. And that makes you go,
Wow.
So Auburn's had a couple of pretty good defensive linemen, and Coach Dye's seen a couple in his time. So he's the guy, I think, to really keep an eye on. He's 6'6", 270, runs around a 4'6", was a three-time high school wrestling champ. So, I mean, he's the guy to really watch out. But Jeff Holland apparently has gained about 15 pounds and is much stronger in the upper body. And they moved Trey Threat, who played linebacker last year as a true freshman, out to the buck. That's what he played in high school. So if they can get pass rush, I think this defense has a chance to be take another step forward after last year taking a big step.
What about wide receiver? Obviously, with a guy like Stidham, he's got to have some targets. What's the outlook there?
Well, you know, it's been interesting because so far there's been no Darius Slayton, who had apparently had hernia surgery. He was out running around but not really going through all the drills on Tuesday. He should be back full speed after spring break, which is coming up this next week. And then Kyle Davis, we don't know why, but he hasn't been out there. They said personal reasons, but he should be back. Everybody's watching to see if Kyle comes back because he's such a big play threat. But what we've heard early on, John, is that Jason Smith, who people have just about forgotten about, was a pretty big signee a couple of years ago out of junior college where he played quarterback, has really stepped it up and early on is showing some of that playmaking ability that everybody had thought he had. So I think they've got a really good situation there. With Chip Lindsey in, it's sort of a fresh start for all the offensive players. And with Nate Craig Myers and Slayton and Davis and Jason Smith, I mean, they have some real weapons there at the receiver spot.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Going to be very interesting.
Hey, Bill, can you hear me?
Hey, Barry, how's it going?
I'm doing fine now. We got things ironed out down here in New Orleans, and I've been listening to the interview on the app, and I got to break in and ask you about this. Could you conjure up a more painful, excruciating, catastrophic, cataclysmic way for Auburn basketball to lose in the SEC tournament than what we did see against Missouri two nights ago?
No, but everybody who's watched Auburn basketball all year long just sort of felt it coming with 3 minutes to go in the game. You know, when Missouri hit the two threes to cut it from a 10-point lead to four, you just go, here we go again. You know, they're going to blow another 10-point lead. And, yeah, I'm hoping, and I said this on the air yesterday, I'm hoping that they just decide for the good of everybody not to even consider the CBI if that opportunity is out there. I think this season needs to be done, put to bed, forget about it, and see if they can't get better next year.
Let's talk about the season as a whole, particularly as it relates to the barometer of where this program is and where this is headed. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I don't think there's any question they're better than they were. It's just seeing and knowing what they could have and should have been and done this year. That's what's so disappointing. There's no question making the step to 18 wins is a big step. They only won 11 games last year, so they're better, and the talent, there's no doubt that the talent is there. It's just there's no real leader, I didn't feel like, on the court. There was too many players who are used to being the man and nobody who really could try to say, okay, we're going to play this thing and we're going to think before we play. I was talking with Sonny Smith yesterday, and it's you know, the lack of awareness or the lack of cohesion. I think it's something that I feel like Bruce Pearl probably aged 5 years this year, because you did add a really good player in midseason in Austin Wiley, but you can't make any trades. You can't bring anybody else in new. And I think that what they were lacking was like a calming influence, somebody to really steady the team and be that upper class leader. That's just not TJ Dunnins. He's much better, you know, just sort of free and wide open, but he's not the kind of guy that can calm a team down. And then they didn't have that enforcer, somebody who is going to stop everything inside and get rebounds. They couldn't rebound, and they didn't have that steadying influence at point guard. Will they have that next year? I think Austin Wiley will be a whole lot better after a year on the strength program. I think the return of Horace Spencer, the addition of Chuma Okeke, is going to really help them inside. Now the question is, can Jared Harper become more of a point guard, because he's really a two-guard? Or will Davion Mitchell, the true freshman, be able to do that? Or do they need to look one more time at a graduate transfer to play point?
Well, see, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to know. I heard from somebody yesterday who I respect that, you know, if you look at some of the real difficulties personnel-wise that Pearl has had since he's been at Auburn, guys like Kareem Canty, a transfer,
Uh-huh.
Simeon Bowers, junior college transfer, big, was you know, a little bit of a handful this year off the court. You know, to me, you know, those some of those gambles that he's taken may have produced some points and rebounds on the floor, but may have been overall more distracting than
not worth it.
Probably
yeah.
needed to be. I like the idea of building with those young players.
Oh, I think Bruce does too. And the other day when he was asked that, he didn't seem nearly as inclined to be talking about a graduate transfer. He said, as a matter of fact, there's one extra scholarship that Auburn has. He said Auburn might be more inclined to sign someone who is a project, either as a shooter that needs to develop his overall skills or you know, the kind of project everybody doesn't mind to have is bringing a seven-footer who just needs to work on his game. It seems like that's more what they're looking at is someone that they could redshirt and really work on their game. I think he feels like that this team, just with the year of experience and playing with each other, Dangell Purifoy next year will get to move to the three spot where he wasn't a four. They had to really work to try to get him to take the ball to the hole. He's going to have to do that more. But Purifoy at the three, Mustafa Heron at the two, Wiley at the five, and then you go with Okiki and Horace Spencer at the four. If you can just get decent point guard play, and Jared Harper doesn't turn the ball over that much. It's just he's got to pass the ball up and not take the shots as soon as he crosses midcourt.
Bill, what do you think the outcome of this year's Auburn baseball team will be?
I think it all depends on if they can stay healthy on the mound. Auburn, they've got as good a Friday-Saturday starters as I think most people do. Keegan Thompson has been just fantastic coming back off Tommy John surgery, and Casey Mize throws in the mid-90s. So, I mean, that gives them a really good start. They're going to catch the ball. They're not going to have a whole lot of power, but they'll be able to hang in there because of their Friday-Saturday starters. They just can't have any injuries to the pitching staff. I think Butch Thompson's a really good pitching coach. They're going to catch it better. I think they can, you know, they can be around 500, somewhere near 500 in the league, and that gets them to the SEC tournament. It gives them a chance.
Bill, as always, we appreciate the insight. The Drive with Bill Cameron, ESPN 106.7 afternoons in Auburn, Opelika. Always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, guys, great talking to you. Have a great weekend.
We'll do it. You too as well. Bill Cameron, great stuff on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline.